This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. The Federal Appeals Court on Thursday evening in the Ninth Circuit unanimously ruled against President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration and refugees. But this was expected. Mr. Trump fired back quickly, tweeting, "See you in court. The security of our nation is at risk." Shortly thereafter, Mr. Trump told reporters at the White House that the court decision was political and added, "We have a situation where the security of our country is at stake, and it's a very, very serious decision." Look, let me just say this, because I've heard a lot of talk in the last couple days about how Donald Trump shouldn't be questioning the judiciary. That is such poppycock. That has been going on since the founding of our nation, where the executive branch has questioned the judicial branch and vice versa. This is nothing new. You know, it's amazing how everyone is so outraged about this, yet the media wasn't outraged about Barack Obama questioning the judiciary at a State of the Union speech, where he literally called out the Supreme Court justices in front of him, pointed to them, and talked about Citizens United. I mean, this is outrageous. And this is what conservatives have been talking about for decades, about activist judges who try to push a political narrative. I mean, this is what they've been railing against. Yet today. Now, let me just I want to read this to you. Here's the Wall Street Journal today. Front page of the Wall Street Journal. Ruling showcases checks and balances. Okay. Now, this is just so you know. This is the Wall Street Journal. They're quote unquote conservative. Okay. But remember, who owns the Wall Street Journal? Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News. You think that Fox News was on the Trump train? No. They were never Trumpers, with the exception of course, Hannity, Eric Bolling, O'Reilly, although he tries to always play both sides. Varney, Stuart Varney, a few others. But the management clearly was against Trump. I mean, you saw it with Megyn Kelly and the fact that the two Murdoch boys are now poised to run the company. And they are avowed leftists. So just keep this in mind as I read this to you. Okay? Here's, and by the way, this is under the analysis, but it's the front page here. Ruling showcases checks and balances. A federal appellate court ruling blocking President Donald Trump's immigration ban sent a powerful message about the balance of power enshrined in the Constitution, establishing three equal branches of government. A system that will serve as a check on his presidency just as it does on any other. The three-judge panel at the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco also delivered a withering blow to a central pillar of Mr. Trump's political agenda, national security, just 3 weeks into his administration. The president's executive order was aimed at blocking travelers from seven Muslim-majority countries because of what the administration said were concerns about terrorism. The order prompted protests at airports nationwide and already has cost Mr. Trump a Republican political capital and momentum. His decision to attack the judges who handled the case also touched off concerns that he sought to undermine the nation's democracy. Okay, this is the Wall Street Journal. I want people to understand something. Because a lot of my listeners think that, you know, the Wall Street Journal's on your side and Fox News is on your side. Just remember this, and I've told this to people before. Fox News, Wall Street Journal is a mind funk. That's what it is. It's a mind funk. Okay? That's what it is. Now, at least CNN, I know where they're coming from. But this is insidious. And so what they're trying to say is, oh, yeah, they checked him. Oh, yeah, look, they checked him. This is the Wall Street Journal. So everything they say, you got to take with a grain of salt. And this is why this is insidious. Because I know there are people out there and they watch Fox News, you know, throughout the... Look, Fox News, obviously, they clearly... were exposed. But understand something. There is a war going on that the establishment of both parties are waging war against our president. And you can call it a civil war, whatever you want to call it. But I think we're in the midst of something going on here. And the left, their strategy is going to be, and like it or not, it's going to be sue everything. Everything Donald Trump does, sue. Everything he does, sue. So get used to it. Strap up and get ready for it, because that's what's going to happen. Because that's all they have. That's all they got. That and the imposition of professional protesters financed by the likes of George Soros. By the way, all this is a concerted effort. Don't think that going to Washington State, filing this TRO, they knew that this was going to be appealed by the White House and it was going to go to the Ninth Circuit and that the Ninth Circuit was going to uphold the stay. They knew that. They knew this going in. Now, the Trump administration, for their part, they need to just immediately rescind the executive order and write a new one, and make it more narrow in focus. Because could this be, by the way, could this be just evil genius on the part of the Trump administration to see what their cards were, see what they're holding, what their legal argument was going to be, and then amend the order to deal with that? Could it be? I don't know. I'm just speculating here. But guarantee you, by, if not over the weekend, by Monday morning, you're going to have a new executive order. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax your mind. I ain't why the MC rap, but if you talk. By the shake and bang. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk. A run down a run to the average of C. New Jack's Termini.
YP, but she's a skeezer.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Predictably, the left is doing victory laps about this decision. They think they've won. They've thwarted the actions of this out-of-control president. I also, you know, I got to tell you, as an aside, I love how, you know, Obama was going crazy with executive orders, right? And that was okay. It's okay. It was okay with the left. It was okay with the left that Obama was dropping bombs on people. It was okay that Obama was out there overthrowing governments. That was all okay. But the fact that Donald Trump's been president for 3 weeks now, and every day there's some new crisis that they're apoplectic about, and so of course today they're taking a victory lap. But not so fast there, Skippy. Because, first of all, number one, this was a temporary restraining order. The court, just so you know, the court didn't hear anything on the merits. They didn't consider anything on the merits. They just considered this TRO. And I know for a lot of people that aren't lawyers to understand that, this is purely a procedural deal. Okay? And let me say this. For judges, look, if you're a judge and you want to make law, then by all means, take off your black robe and run for office. Be a part of the legislature. If you want to make laws, then hey, that's more power to you. Do it. But the fact is if you're a judge, you don't bring in your political opinions here. And again, this is what the left has been railing, I'm sorry, about the what conservatives have been railing about for literally decades. But yet now they're so concerned about Trump attacking the judiciary. Again, understand what's going on. This is the establishment going up against Trump. It's not Republican, it's not Democrat. It's establishment versus outsider. That's what's going on. And it's globalism versus the nation state, because Trump wants to protect the nation state. Now, I want to play this exchange for you. This is a Northwestern University law professor talking to a goofy Brooke. What's her name? Brooke Burke. That's on CNN. She's got that show in the afternoon. She's an idiot. Anyway, listen. I want you to listen to this exchange, because he breaks it
down. Thank you, my friend. The White House. So let's first begin with the headline that Jeff so perfectly laid out here. I have Eugene Kantorovich with me, a professor at Northwestern University Law School and an expert on constitutional and international law. So, Professor, welcome. And listen, you just heard the headline out of that joint news conference from the president essentially saying, in a more or less nebulous way, you know, there will be new steps taken next week. How do you respond to that notion?
By the way, Brooke Baldwin. It's not Brooke Burke.
I mean, those new steps could be anything. They could revise the executive order somewhat and say that the case basically starts over. That new step could be asking for immediate review by the Supreme Court, which is not usually granted in the early stages of cases. But it's unclear what they have planned. But,
explain to me, if I may, just on your first point, in terms of rewriting, we saw how the Ninth ruled. Would that be not a waste of time, or would they just rewrite parts?
Well, the Ninth Circuit didn't answer lots of questions, and they assumed lots of things. One of the stranger things they said is that the executive hasn't proven that there has been any actual risk of terrorism from any of these countries. That's extremely strange, because the president usually doesn't have to prove anything to establish immigration policy. Congress gives him broad discretion to do it, and he doesn't have to satisfy any independent standard. But he could, for example, make clear various parts of the orders. He could make explicit findings about the risk of terrorism from these countries. And indeed, these seven countries were selected because they were on a list of countries that have serious problems with their stability and that are torn by violence, a list that was created by President Obama. And if that's made clear, that could occasion a different judicial review.
Professor, you also wrote today that you actually found it out of line, the fact that those judges could use some of candidate Trump's rhetoric on the campaign trail. Why did you think?
Okay, so let me stop there. It was part of, let me just explain this, part of their decision was they looked at the campaign and what was said during the campaign. You're not supposed to do that. Okay? You're supposed to review the four corners of either the law or the TRO, but they went outside that. So that tells me clearly they were political. Now listen.
It was out of line.
It's not just out of line, it's absolutely unprecedented and extremely dangerous. When you look at the legality of a law or an executive order, you look at what the thing actually does or says. Now, sometimes you can actually look at the circumstances, the legislative history, the process behind what it was made. But what they're really looking at is the psychology of the president. And what they're essentially saying is a measure that could be completely lawful if it was taken by President Obama, for example, President Trump is simply not authorized to make. And that risks basically disbarring the chief executive from controlling large parts of immigration policy.
Okay. We did hear the question, you know, essentially to the White House administration back on the notion of rewriting, and they did say that nothing's off the table. Professor, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Major headline today.
So the law professor actually does a really good job, very succinct, in explaining it to you. Now, here's the deal. These people think they've won. They do. They do. Oh, yeah, we stopped Trump in his tracks. They've won nothing. They've won nothing. Again, this, remember this. This is a temporary restraining order that they filed against his executive order. Nothing precludes him from... And let me just say this. He can completely ignore it. He can just ignore it and go, you know what? I'm going to ignore this because I deem that the national security is more important. And too bad. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
An Idle Mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, and see, make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous. You've been kidnapped by The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Today, the State Department reported that refugees from Syria have increased from 10% to 77%, or, if you're doing the math, 1,100 refugees since the courts stayed the ban. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, President Assad, I think this was yesterday. Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, was interviewed by Yahoo News, and he was interviewed by Michael Isikoff, who is a avowed leftist, okay? Because, of course, he's a member of the American media elite. But I want you to listen to this. This is Bashar al-Assad, who, I would argue, kind of knows what's going on in Syria, okay? Now, I want you to listen.
Are some of these refugees, in your view, aligned with terrorists?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely. You can find it.
So he's Isikoff stops and goes, definitely? Like, he's surprised at the answer. What an idiot. See, here's the problem. You have these people that live in their, and live and work and reside in these ivory towers. So they're always shocked. Listen.
On the net, the same picture that you saw them in some cases, of course, in some instances, those terrorists in Syria holding the machine gun or killing people, they are peaceful refugees in Europe or in the West in general. Yeah, that's true.
So how many terrorists do you believe are among the 4.8 million Syrian refugees?
No one has any number. Nobody knows.
Because it's a significant number.
Because nobody knows all the terrorists to give a percentage. No one at all.
Do you believe it's a significant number?
It's not about significant, because you don't need significant number to commit atrocities. 11th of September, it happened by only 15 terrorists out of maybe millions of immigrants in the United States. So it's not about the number, it's about the quality, it's about the intentions.
So if what you're saying is correct, then President Trump would be justified in keeping them out of the United States.
I'm not American to justify it. Only as American people would say this is against the interest of the United States or with the interest. From the outside, we can discuss it as value. This is with the values of the humanitarian situation in the world or not. That's how we can discuss it. But again, I can only speak as president. For me, the priority is to bring those citizens to their country, not to help them immigrate. That's the natural duty according to the Constitution and to the law.
Idiots. Idiots, really. I mean, Michael Isikoff is a moron, okay? But he always has been. Okay, that's never changed. He's like surprised. Well, how many do you think are terrorists? I watched that. I just want to slap him upside the face. Idiot. Just takes one. What are you talking about? How many terrorists? It takes one. How about if somebody puts a bomb under your car, dude? Are you going to worry about the percentage of how many terrorists are coming in? Well, according to Donald Trump, then he would be right. I want to play this again for you. Seriously, I want to play this again.
Are some of these refugees, in your view, aligned with terrorists?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
You can find it on the net. The same picture that you saw them in some cases, of course, in some instances, those terrorists in Syria holding the machine gun or killing people, they are peaceful refugees in Europe or in the West in general. Yeah, that's true.
So how many terrorists do you believe are among the 4.8 million Syrian refugees?
How many terrorists are among the 4.8 million Syrian refugees? Because, you know, because he's so smart, Michael Isikoff, he's so smart.
No one has any number. Nobody knows.
Because it's a significant number.
Because nobody knows all the terrorists to give a percentage. No one at all.
Do you believe it's a significant number?
It's not about significant, because you don't need significant number to commit atrocities. 11th of September, it happened by only 15 terrorists out of maybe millions of immigrants in the United States. So it's not about the number, it's about the quality, it's about the intentions.
So if what you're saying is correct, then President Trump would be justified in keeping them out of the United States.
I'm not American to justify.
Yeah, idiot. Okay. I mean, really? Are you kidding me? I just told you at the beginning of the segment here that you've got all these influx now of refugees coming from Syria. And, of course, the number has spiked. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to rush to come in here. And, in fact, that's why Donald Trump said that, listen, we announced this without any fanfare, and we announced it from one day to the next that we were going to impose this ban because they didn't want people rushing in like they're doing. And all it takes is one. If there's anybody that knows about this, it's Bashar al-Assad. Now, I know that the American media and globalists throughout the world have made him out to be a monster. But the fact is that he's been under attack from ISIS. And the fact is, and this is a fact, people, the United States has been involved in a covert CIA-backed military operation to overthrow Bashar al-Assad. Period. End of story. And, you know, it's like, that's okay. Apparently, that's okay with all the neocons and all those on the left. Because, you know, it's about the children. Get out of here. Seriously. You know, and you see these pictures of little kids and they make you feel bad. You know. It's the safety and security of the United States. Sorry, that's what it is. That's what this is all about. So, and this is what Donald Trump has talked about. I have no doubt that we're going to see a new executive order come out. Again, I would rescind this order. I would put out a new executive order, and I would make it more narrow in scope. I would base it on the law. I would base it on the fact that these people don't have any standing. I mean, the fact that you're granting standing to people that don't even live here, that never been here, that could possibly in the future be refugees, it's insane. Seriously, it's insane. But this is your this is the left now. This is the media now. And this is what we got. So, and this is going to continue. Make no mistake about it. It's going to continue. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices.
GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day, A.K. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. Out. My last album was The Chronic. They want to know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They want
to
know how...
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Well, you know, the media, I had this conversation with somebody today about the media and how, well, not only the media, but the Democrat Party have really failed to be introspective and to learn anything at all about the past 18 months or so, and how wrong they were, and how basically, and I've said this many times, the media is nothing more than, it's state-sponsored propaganda. It's no different than, the old Soviet Union or any other totalitarian country in the past. But to the media, they think they're awesome. The media I want to put this together. There's a little montage we put together that media talking about media and how great they are, because of course the media says they're great. And the basic theme here is that journalists are, by and large, honest. Listen.
The White House's credibility has been damaged by all of this, and you could argue that the press, American democracy, U.S. intelligence, and the U.S. court system are just some of the institutions that have been dragged at times forcibly into the chaos.
Because what Bannon said, first of all, is that the opposition party is the media. And in fact, That's not the case. That the opposition party is the truth.
That's what Trump is trying to do with these attacks on the media. Journalists are, by and large, honest. There's a few that make mistakes here and there, but journalists are honest.
Part of the problem for us in the media is that Trump attacks us so much all the time. You know, we are the opposition party. We're third-rate human beings.
We're trying to do our jobs, and you've had a problem with facts at the White House, and we're holding you accountable when the president or his senior staff says things that simply aren't true.
And certainly the media makes mistakes, but it's very difficult to hear those criticisms from a White House that has such little regard day in, day out, for facts, for truth.
We have a sense of ethics. We don't want to lie about anybody. Why are they saying we're lying about them and the opposition party? And we're trying to come up with ways of how we can get around this president's opposition.
I think the American people just need to be shown what is true, what is factual, relentlessly by us, and we can't abrogate that responsibility.
Well, let's also not get too high on our horses here either.
Oh, I love it. That's the media telling us how great the media is. No introspection whatsoever by the media. None whatsoever. None. They think they've done a great job. You'd think that after being so incredibly, fabulously wrong, that there would be some introspection, just a little teeny bit, about how wrong they were. No. No, they're putting it on Trump. And I don't recall for 8 years that the media really questioned anything Barack Obama did, anything, whether it was foreign policy or domestic policy or anything for that matter. Now, all of a sudden, they've woken up and they realize, oh, no. We have to be the resistance. They've basically admitted that they're the opposition party. They've said it. They've said it. They've come out. They haven't used those words, but they've come out and said, oh, we're going to do whatever it takes against this president because, you know, we can't normalize this guy. I've heard that, too, by the way. I'm sure you've heard that. We can't normalize this guy. He's the president of the United States. What are you talking about? That in and of itself signals to me that you are going to be the opposition. In fact, let me just play this for you. Here's this is last week on Moses. Oh yeah, this is Meet the Press. This is Travis Smiley. I want you to listen to this. Okay, listen to this.
What troubles me, Chuck, is that we, too many of us, that is, rushed to normalize a racist, sexist, classist campaign that he ran to win this office. And now we seem to be rushing to normalize a Supreme Court process that trampled on the Constitution just a year ago. But now we're into this conversation about how should Democrats handle this. We're normalizing this too fast. We're normalizing a Muslim ban. We're normalizing a religious test. We're normalizing all the things that we've been talking about here today, Alex. And it troubles me what this is ultimately means for the future of this democracy if we continue in this town and beyond to normalize this kind of unrepentant behavior.
I think we have to put Tavis down as undecided here on some of these issues.
Yeah.
Look, I think the criticism of Trump as a racist campaign is way beyond the mark. This is somebody, I mean, let's face it, the country, look at what's happening in our inner cities. How much better did Black America's lives get for the last 8 years? It did not. How much better did our public schools get? They did not. So I would say, are there things Donald Trump should not have said? Yes. But look at what has been done to this country.
I don't want to I don't want to relitigate the campaign, number one. I don't want to take Chuck too far afield. What I do want to say is that racism, sexism, classism, by any other definition, Alex, is the contestation of someone's humanity. And there are a whole lot of Americans who felt that during that campaign and are feeling it right now with the way we're normalizing this kind of nonsensical
behavior. And that is the very pressure, Alex, on the Democrats.
No, if this had been a Muslim ban, he would have banned Saudi Arabia. He would have banned Indonesia. But he did not. These are unstable governments that we can't work with. that we don't know who's coming from.
All right, let me pause this very quickly, sneak in a commercial break, and we're going to come back and continue the conversation.
So we can't normalize Donald Trump. We can't normalize him. See, you have to make him abnormal. You have to make him of the other. That's what you have to do. You can't normalize him. Oh, no, you can't normalize him. What are you kidding me? He's the president of the United States. It's over. Deal with it. We can't normalize him. What is he? He's Hitler? He's Mussolini? What is he, the devil? Come on. We can't normalize him. See what they do here? See what they've done here? We can't normalize. What is it? What the hell does that mean? Can't normalize. He's the president of the United States. Deal with it. Imagine if people had said that about Barack Obama. We can't normalize him. Oh, you're racist. You can't normalize him. What kind of talk is that? It's the president of the United States, buddy. Okay? Travis Smiley, what the hell have you ever done? How about we not normalize you? How about we not normalize the press? Okay? Let's not normalize you. Dude, who are you? What does that even mean? Can't normalize them. Gotta tell you, I've had it with these people. And I think everyone has. Nobody's listening to you anymore. Nobody cares what you have to say. All right, I got to take a little break here. You know how this works. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment. Do not touch that dial. I mean it.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.